shout. Better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. In our next segment, we talk with inventor Peter Carroll with QMast.
My name's Peter Carroll. I'm a managing member of QMast LLC.
QMast LLC. First off, let's talk about your company, what it is you guys do, and just where you're located.
Okay. Our company is headquarters out of Grand Junction, Colorado. We are currently developing a high-powered microwave system for use in the oil field industry.
How long have you guys been around? Is this a relatively new company, like a startup type of a company, or is this a company that recently found a new technology and has gone a whole new direction?
The company itself is 3 years old, but I've been working on this invention for probably the last 30 years. I started out at Bendix Field Engineering and then went as a research scientist to Oak Ridge National Laboratory, where we built the first prototype system of the high-powered system.
You mentioned Oak Ridge. That makes me think of the atom bomb or the atomic bomb. Just what is your background when it comes to the world of energy?
Well, the invention itself, when I worked for Oak Ridge itself, we were looking to go after these degreasers, or they call them DNAPLs, dense, non-aqueous phase liquids, kind of like what they use for dry cleaning or degrease, solvent degreasers, and they got into the environment. And when they're in the environment, they're almost impossible to get out. And at Oak Ridge, my job was to take to look at ways to clean up the groundwater, and my background's in fluids, and I realized that you couldn't do it in fluids, so I started looking at the electromagnetic pathway, and that work led to the development of the HPM system, which over the years I've worked on to look at applications in the oil field industry, and we think there's quite a few.
Describe to me how your invention, your process works. It's a microwave oil production, and you know, obviously with the shale plays going on right now, they're looking at ways of fracturing and destroying that rock to get to that sweet crude oil, at least in the Bakken. I don't know about in the Niobrara in terms of in Colorado, but you know, here in the Bakken, we've got some of the best sweet crude in the nation, and they're getting very good results. But the method, I guess, they're looking at always innovating and becoming more efficient with the method. And is that what's going on here? Is the microwave that you, the microwave oil production that you've come up with, is it just fracturing the heck out of those rocks?
No, it does fracture the rocks, but it's a little different than that. When you the way the microwave system works is you put an antenna down hole, and you've got a series of pipes coming out of the hole, and they're called waveguides. And what you're doing is you're pumping microwave energy from the surface down this pipe into a radiating antenna, and it's a directional antenna. And what it does is it sends out a beam, the microwave energy, and it starts rapidly heating the rock. This system is 500 kilowatts of power, so it'd be similar to like 500 microwave ovens down the hole itself. And what it does is it's near the well, microwaves don't penetrate a long distance, and I think that's one of the reasons that they were overlooked for so long. But what happens is you heat the water that's in the rock very rapidly, and that causes the rock to fracture.
To listen to the full-length interview with inventor Peter Carroll with QMast, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Oh,
this week's Christmas music is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on the totally blind singer-songwriter Blind Joe, who was featured on NBC's hit show The Voice as part of Team Blake, or to purchase an acoustic country Christmas, visit his website, blindjoe.bandcamp.com. That's blindjoe.bandcamp.com.
Christmas tree, so you better watch out, you better not cry, Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah, man, Santa Claus is coming to town, yeah. Hurry up, Santa. I want my presents.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oil Field Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. But more importantly, the Davis Refinery is going to provide jobs, hiring locals first, as well as those who have served our military. After construction, the Davis Refinery is going to employ 200 permanent jobs in Belfield, North Dakota. Studies show that those 200 permanent jobs will have a social impact and a ripple for 2,500 jobs. That's the Davis Refinery and the Meridian Energy Group, powering a working North Dakota. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.